Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
Quickly to the hotlines we go. Brett standing by in Heartland. Welcome to the conversation, Brett. What's on your mind?
Well, several things. Firstly, the last caller described a program that emanates out of the United Nations. And there's this professor, Amitai Etzioni, Tree of Life from Zion. He's the professor of communitarian policy studies. He founded the institute.
Yeah, we need to real quickly. You got to move along a little bit, Brett. Get to your point.
Oh, the point is, communitarianism is according to Ariel Sharon, Shimon Peres, Yitzhak Shamir, Benjamin Netanyahu, it's Talmudic law. And if you go look up Fabian Society, Communitarianism, New World Order, you can see New World Order.
All right, I got to leave it there. I appreciate it, Brett, but I can't get into a whole dissertation. I've got to get to a guest here. I appreciate it. We'll talk more about this, though. We're going to find out about what this American Community Survey is about. We're going to dig deeper. We're going to get we'll have a full understanding of this by the next time we have a conversation, Brett. I appreciate you calling in. I just didn't have enough time. Dr. Shannon Kahn here, a specialist in radio surgery and other precision treatments for many types of cancer, including breast, brain, and lung cancer. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Obviously, shocking news this week for a lot of folks as they learned that John McCain had a blood clot removed from behind his left eye, and when doctors performed the surgery, they discovered that he had a fairly aggressive brain tumor. And you have obviously a lot of familiarity with this. Can you tell me about what this tumor is and how aggressive it is in prognosis, I suppose, for a general proposition?
Yes, absolutely. So Senator McCain has been diagnosed with a tumor that is termed a glioblastoma, which is a brain tumor that actually originates in the brain. So, you know, regardless of his complicated medical history and melanoma history, this actually has nothing to do with that, and this is a whole separate medical issue. These tumors are caused by an abnormal mutation or a mutation going awry in the brain, and then they form these tumors that are actually grown from the lining of our brain tissue, but then becomes very invasive and no longer obeys borders and infiltrates the brain pretty deeply, even more so than can be seen with the naked eye or can even be seen with scans such as MRIs. These tumors, because they are so infiltrative and because of the real estate, we can't go in and take out large blocks of the brain and try to resect all of the tissue that's involved with the tumor. So, therefore, it is almost inevitable that no matter how good a surgery is, no matter how good an MRI looks, it's almost guaranteed that there are going to be tumor cells left behind. That will eventually grow into a recurrent tumor.
So hold on, let me just, so the prognosis there, I mean, just to be frank, is dim. I mean, that's just a dim prognosis, because if they're, even if you can't see them, they're basically there, they're seeds, they're going to grow. You can't win.
That is absolutely right. So I don't think if you speak to anyone in the world who treats these tumors that they would go in and tell a patient that they are cured or this is a curable situation. It is really more of a fight to prolong life, hopefully prolong a life with good quality, and give people what we hope to be over a year. The average prognosis for these tumors is 14 months. That is average. Typically, patients who can have the tumor resected from what we can see with the naked eye, what we can see with an MRI, have a little bit better.
Let me ask you this. Because what I see is a vision of John McCain limping off the plane being transported home from Vietnam after the war, where he had been severely beaten and abused on numerous occasions. Is there any chance that some of this damage to the lining of the brain, if you will, result in these tumors? And is there any cause and effect that caused it, an abnormality from the beatings that he took? Is there a possible connection?
Right. That's a very good question. So right now, we know no relation between trauma, so concussions, for example, and the development of brain tumors. There is a role, and we are learning that more and more, of just chronic inflammation and how that might contribute to cancers in general. But as of now, we don't know of any types of trauma that could trigger these tumors. We don't really even know of chemicals. So as in people with military histories are often exposed to a lot of chemicals that the average person is not. And even with that research, we haven't really found a good connection.
What about the experimental treatments, like the injections of cancer drugs directly into tumor areas, not more traditional oncology approaches, but some of the more recent breakthroughs where you're injecting, you know, the drug right into the tumor itself? Any chance that it would work on a case like this?
Right. So there is a lot of research into delivering local therapy because, as many people may know, chemotherapy and more traditional drugs don't get into the brain in a very high concentration. But they're promising, they're still not a clear study that's showing that patients are really doing significantly better with more experimental treatments than the traditional standard.
If the senator were your patient, would you tell him to retire and go make the most of his last year or two? I guess that would be my advice.
I would certainly tell him to do what makes him happiest and what he feels most comfortable and competent doing. There are situations where people thrive on work, and as long as this isn't affecting their decision-making ability, then I think that may give patients purpose and some motivation. But if what someone truly wants is to take that last few years of your life and spend it with family, then I would certainly encourage him to do so.
That's a rough, rough diagnosis. Dr. Shannon Kahn, I greatly appreciate your time.
It was my pleasure.
Thank you.
And
there you have it. It's a rough diagnosis. There's no good news in that one.